Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promoting for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to Spark London.
We tell true stories.
We tell them live.
And we tell them all across London.
This story is performed by Matt Sherman.
In March 2011,
where the theme was family.
Growing up, it was never easy talking with my grandparents. I was shy, immature, and let's face it, as a kid, I didn't really have that much to say.
Hey, Grandpa. Good? Uh-huh. Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's getting cold. Yeah, I think it's supposed to rain tomorrow. Okay, here's Ma. Ma!
I always judge the quality of her calls based on how quickly the topic of weather came up. If it happened within a minute, not so good. After 3 minutes, well, that's pretty solid. These days, all my grandparents have passed away, except for my grandma Ruth. She resides in sunny South Florida and will convince you that it's freezing out if the temperature is below 25 Celsius. A few years ago, she was diagnosed with cancer and had to undergo some major operations. Now, this is never easy for anyone to handle, let alone an 86-year-old widow. After learning about this, she decided she was no longer going to be traveling, and it had been a while since I'd seen her. After learning of her news, I started thinking more and more about my grandparents that have passed away and decided to become a volunteer at the local retirement home. I was placed in the cafeteria, where I was the dining room assistant. And my responsibilities range from putting bibs on the residents to filling up their plates and filling up their cups for requested coffee, water, and of course, tea. In between serving their appetite for food, I would engage them in conversation and fill their appetite for attention by just simply asking them questions, such as where were you born? Do you have any family? Where have you traveled? And through this, I learned all about their stories and met so many interesting characters along the way. There was George. George was tall, thin, and always wore a smile on his face. He was 84 and loved to talk about the travels that him and his wife had across the world. From Australia to Africa, through Europe to Asia, you name it, George has been there. There was Doris. Doris was in her early 90s, short, curly, gray hair, but always had a sparkle in her eye, and loved to reminisce about her teenage days when her boyfriends would nickname her the American Beauty. And then, of course, there was Doris. Who can forget about Doris? How can I explain her? Doris was 72 going on 32. She had lots and lots of curly hair and even more makeup on her face. And I asked Doris one day, what are you looking for out of life?
Matt, I want a man. He's got to have three things, though. He's got to be able to hear. He's got to be able to drive at night. And he's got to be able to get it up.
As you can tell, the connections that were being made were fast, deep, and very personal. And it was amazing how in just a couple of seconds, I would learn so much about these individuals who just moments ago were complete strangers. And then I realized I know more about these folks than I know about my own grandmother. So driving home one night, I said, you know what, that's it. No more of this meaningless, how's the weather type of conversation. I really want to get to know my grandmother. I want to hear about her travels with my grandfather across the world. I want to learn about her teenage days. And I want to know what she wants out of life these days. And I really hope it's not the same as Margot. That night, came home, got on the phone, called my grandma. Hey, Grandma, it's Matt. I'm great. It's warm and drizzly today. Hey, what are you doing next weekend? Great, I'm going to come visit you. Yeah, don't worry about it. It's all taken care of. Yes, I realize Florida's very hot this time of year. I'll see you soon. Within a week, I was at my grandma's place, and that entire weekend was spent just relearning about each other. In fact, I captured over 6 hours of audio through our conversations and learned so many interesting things. Her first week in the United States, she was in New York City after escaping Nazi Germany and was turned away from a restaurant that had a sign that said, "Jews not allowed." I learned that she actually met my grandfather through a blind date. That night, my grandpa Ernie put on his dancing shoes, and within a year, they were married. And I also was surprised to learn that a week before my grandfather passed away, they had sex. "Grandma, you had sex?" "Matthew, there's many different ways to have sex." I didn't ask any further questions. At one point of the night, the conversation twisted and my grandma started asking me the questions. "Matthew, when are you going to finally settle down?" "Grandma, it's getting kind of late." It actually was getting late. It was 11 p.m. It was my last night there, and I was down to my last question. "Grandma, do you have any regrets?" She thought for a moment and confidently said no. 62 years of marriage, 2 sons, 5 grandkids, and 7 great-grandkids. Although she did mention that she hadn't spoken to her cousin or stepbrother, Bert, in several years after a large argument they had. Bert lived most of his life in Australia as a well-known artist, and my grandmother wasn't even sure if he was alive these days. Well, within a minute, the magic of Google, I found some information. "Grandma, he's alive." Well, at least according to Wikipedia. The next half hour, we went back and forth. I was trying to convince my grandma to call, and she was trying to convince me that it was too late. "Grandma, it's Australia. It's almost noon now. Let's give him a call." And that's exactly what she did. She called. Bert's daughter picked up the phone, and within a minute, Bert got on the phone. They started talking about their families, the new additions, the ones that have passed, how much they missed each other. Conversation went on for about a half an hour. And a moment before the phone hung up, Bert asked my grandma for her address. She hung up the phone and then burst into tears. The tears were caused because of joy, happiness, sorrow, and surprise. And it was very surreal seeing my grandma at the table just crying her eyes out. The next day I got up, packed my bag, went to the car to head to the airport. My grandma gave me a really big hug and said that this weekend's been amazing and she'll never forget about it, that she learned so much about me, and it was just great that I had that interest, and she wants to see me really soon. 1 month later, I received a phone call. "Hello? What? Really? Grandma, that's great. Give him a call. Give him a call right now and thank him. Okay, I'll speak to you soon." She had just received a large package from Australia. It was this massive scrapbook of all the work that Bert created through the years, including photos of his family. My grandma called Bert to thank him that day. They now talk frequently, as do we. However, these days, we never talk about the weather.
For more stories, head to sparklondon.com.
Spark London is produced by Joanna Yates, with audio production by Matt Hill at rethinkdaily.co.uk.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.